Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover David's confidence in the Lord's protection against the Philistine and Saul's agreement with him. The Bible verse for today are found in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. David continued, "The same Lord who delivered me from the claws of the lion and the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul answered David, "Go, the Lord will be with you." That's 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37.
David's confidence and determination were evident as he spoke those powerful words to Saul. Can you imagine the weight of that moment? It wasn't just David and Saul who were captivated by his declaration, but the entire nation of Israel. They understood that the outcome of this single combat would have far-reaching implications for their future. You see, despite David's youth and lack of formal martial training, Saul could see something extraordinary in him. There was an undeniable presence of God upon David's life. It was in those humble days as a shepherd, in the quiet fields away from the public eye, that David encountered life-threatening situations. Imagine this. A lion attacked the lambs under his care, and fearlessly, David fought off the ferocious predator. And not just that, but a bear threatened the sheep, and David bravely engaged the powerful beast. Through it all, God was with David, secretly honing his skills and character. This pattern of God preparing individuals for their destiny is not limited to David. It is a common thread woven throughout history. God calls us to be faithful in our present circumstances, whether they are ordinary or challenging, and through our faithfulness, he shapes us and equips us for greatness. Had David cowered in fear when faced with the lion or the bear, he would have never been ready to confront Goliath. But because he stood firm and remained faithful, he was prepared for the impossible task that lay before him. David's preparation was not a one-time event. It was lifelong. Every triumph and struggle, every moment of trusting in God's provision, had led him to this pivotal moment. Looking back, David realized that God had been preparing him for the battle against Goliath his entire life, and with unwavering faith, he was ready to face the giant and claim victory for himself and his people. As we consider David's story, we can find inspiration for our own lives. We often find that God works in hidden ways, preparing us for tasks and challenges that may lie ahead. He uses the seemingly ordinary moments of our lives to shape and mold us. We must remain faithful and steadfast, even when the road is uncertain or difficult. So let us, like David, place our trust in God's faithfulness. Let us embrace the small battles and victories that come our way, knowing that they are stepping stones toward our greater purpose. And most importantly, let us thank God who preserves our destinies and empowers us to accomplish great things in the name of Jesus. In conclusion, David's confidence and preparation were not by chance. God had been silently working in his life, shaping him for this momentous battle. We too can find encouragement in this story as we navigate the challenges and uncertainties of our own lives. Let us trust in God's faithfulness, knowing that he is preparing us for greatness, even in the midst of seemingly ordinary moments. So embrace the small victories and remain steadfast, for God is with us every step of the way.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the story of David and Goliath, we are reminded of your faithfulness and provision in our lives. Like David, you have been silently preparing us for the battles we face each day. Thank you for the moments of triumph and struggle, for they have shaped us into who we are today. Help us to trust in your plan for our lives, knowing that you are always with us, guiding and protecting us. Give us the courage to face our giants with unwavering faith, just as David did. May we embrace the small victories and remain steadfast in your promises, knowing that you are preparing us for greatness. We surrender our fears and doubts to you, Lord, and ask for your strength to carry us through. May we walk in confidence, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, David's journey from shepherd to giant slayer is a testament to God's faithfulness and preparation in our lives. Just as he equipped David for the battle against Goliath, he is preparing us for the challenges we face today. Let's trust in his guidance, embrace each victory, and remain steadfast in our faith. With God on our side, we are more than conquerors. Goodbye. May blessings surround you always.